Greetings. This is David in a Fulcrum podcast, responding to questions coming through from those who have been listening to The Vital Balance that have a common denominator and pretty much are asking or saying, I'm trying to improve my doing-being balances, realizing, becoming more aware that I'm far too based in a frenzy of doing and too little being, time and the nature and way of being in my life. And I'm struggling with how to create in myself, to change, to improve the balance. And this is a question, an issue, a problem that I've been dealing with so many people for so many years, because as was spoken of in the podcast, in The Vital Balance, we live in a world that is woefully out of balance. And most people in it are in the flow, in the way, if you like, almost in the enforcement, in the dominance of it. And there is a difference between an intellectual understanding and appreciation and doing something tangible about it. So what we're going to do in this podcast is go through a few fundamentals to help you in the process of improving those balances or changing those balances, adding on what has already been said, because there's some ways and means and exercises that have already been offered, but we shall open it up a little bit more. It is a huge territory. It has many levels to it. And then where to begin? And the starting point has got to be impersonal, not to do with you and me, because we've all gone through it. The reason why I'm in a position to help people in it is because of my own journey, of course. And the first point, the first fundament to bear in mind is that the human is an evolutionary building site. We were born to evolve. We were born with a gift of choice. It's a very special circumstance, scenario, opportunity to be in. And it's very easy to become familiar with it in the world we live in. And we are born in a system, we occupy a human system, a human design, that at one level is programmed, thanks God. I do not need to create the program for my heart to keep beating and all the rest of the system. And I cannot interfere with the fundamental programming in how it lives in the system that I occupy. And then, because the basic level is covered, I live in a body that I mostly do not understand, no matter how much I learn and I try to learn how it works, the physiology, the anatomy, and so on. I find myself only grasping a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of the magic, of the mystery, of the whole way it works. And you can ask scientists who are into, say, cell biology for years and years and years, and they will say the more they study, the less they understand. So all this makes it possible for us to live a life of choice. And there is a space for us to create. There's a space for us to do. And we can look at our lives, each one of us, and that space that is there for us to create, to exercise choice in, the space of many, for many of us, much of that space is already occupied by exigencies, by what we need to do to simply survive, to work, to earn a living, and to maintain ourselves. And for many, it doesn't really leave too much of a space where they can truly exercise free choice. And the problem is that when we come to it in our daily life, a person can become so programmed into the doing and be so out of balance to the point that they need to then contend with the fact that the system has become programmed into the fast speed, into the doing, into the pitch. So the person rests, and the brain and the system is still in the pitch and in the speed of the doing. And then there's all manner of meditations just to simply slow down, just to get to the point of experiencing that other incredible dimensions. So this is the first fundament to bear in mind, which is we live in a system that is there to be programmed, and it can be programmed into absolutely anything. If you look at the world, you look at world history, a human can step into any role, good or bad, because if something gives the human a choice, it cannot then start to condition it, because it then conditions how evolution can work. It is our job to decide that what we want to do in our life with this incredible design that we occupy is to direct it into constructive practices, into a constructive way of living. And just this decision alone is very significant and meaningful and important. So this naturally leads to an important question that also lives in the fundamental practice of establishing the, if you like, the right balance for each person, which is the question, what do I want? And if a person doesn't know what they want, they become subject to something else's want and to the balances that live in that want. And the more a person knows what they want, example, if I say to myself, I want to develop and grow towards self-realization, to fulfill in a maximum way, in the best way, my human potential. I want to live experiencing what it's like to be a human being in fullness and to experience and explore the full spectrum of the human capacity to develop and evolve. And it has such an amazing spectrum. So when you know that your purpose in life is to do with growing as a human, as a person, developing as a human, as a person, then inside of it, what we do fashions our balances, because life is a process. Change is a process. Personal development is a process. And when a person says to themselves, I want to grow and develop and evolve, then we can look at the ways and means of it. And one aspect, one vector, if you like, way into, and there are many, many ways into, as we have been highlighting in previous podcasts, is the aspect of qualities. And qualities are a powerful way in. When a person looks into their life, I do it myself very often. Almost every day, I look at what happened, what's happening in me and around me. And one of the questions that go on in me is, okay, what quality belongs here? What quality do I need to pay particular attention to at this point in time in my life? Is it care? Do I need to exercise more patience? Am I looking to deepen and expand the wisdom that is present in my decision-making processes? Do I need to further develop my natural sensitivity, finesse? Do I need a little bit more persistence in a particular context? There's such a range of qualities, and it's such a wonderful media, and not just a safe media, but a connected media, because the more a person exercises a quality, the first thing that happens, they find themselves in a process. And there's a very big clue in being in a process rather than a singular action. I'm going to do this to be more patient. So let's say that, and I know for a fact that this is the case with many of you, that being a working person, a person, and many who are listeners, who are subscribers, have senior and responsible positions in big organizations, and stepping from one big responsibility at the end of the day into a family scenario, which is another big responsibility, needing to deal with children who have their own pitch and speeds and needs and requirements. And as recently an executive that I'm coaching was saying to me in good humor, he said, I just don't have time for being in my life every day. And the being has got to be when I sleep. And hopefully when I sleep, I catch a little bit of being. And he was saying it with a smile. But you know what? That can also happen. It depends how we bring ourselves to the point of sleep. It's even the case that when a person has not a minute, and they have to pitch and work and do things all day, then how they bring themselves to the point of sleep can make a big difference. Although, when we integrate qualities into our life, into our doing, and we have that as a conscious mentation, such as patience, such as a deepening perception, becoming a little bit more sensitive, how we train ourselves to use language, look for a different way of saying things, wait for a minute before speaking, the quality of listening. How we listen has a huge impact on our being alignment, if you like. So knowing what we want is quite connective. When a person knows that they want to develop to the best of their ability inside of this incredible opportunity that we call life, this wish that lives in a person, this desire, especially when a person knows that they're leading a constructive way of living, and the whole aspect, the dimension of constructive, translates and has many different theaters in how they deal with themselves, how they deal with other people, to swap hard with soft. We live in a hard world. It's very easy to become hard on oneself and on others in the world we live in. And when a person sidesteps the hard and accesses the world of soft, and soft is not weak, is simply letting in qualities that cannot access the hard. So when we step into the soft way, we are also stepping into the world of qualities. And what I want, what we want, what a person wants connects to. Together, when the qualities dimension are integrated into the journey, it opens up an incredible world of possibilities. And most importantly, a person finds themselves in process. And this is where the safety lies. Because when a person says, I'm going to change myself, then, you are going to change yourself. Can you change yourself? Do you actually understand what you're dealing with when you say, change myself? Change into what? And anyway, you don't need to change because there is nothing wrong with you. I'll repeat it once more. You do not need to change because there is nothing wrong with you. What we need to do, each one of us, is to strive towards refinement, towards higher connection, to create more space in our lives for what is important to us, so that the energies that live in those realms can access our life. So when we are in a process where we are exercising ourselves, developing qualities, then the process changes, refines, alters what it does. You do not need to do that directly. The process you're in and the intelligence that lives inside of the process, that is connected to what life is about, it's connected to the profound intelligences that live in the domain of human purpose, can do the magic in a person's life. And this is where one quality I would highlight here, which is the quality of belief, which is the belief that we can be better, that we can improve, that things can change to the better. And it has such a power, a connective power in it. Well, when a person's belief in a constructive way, the impact into the system is huge in the most constructive, positive way. So bringing this response to all those questions that have been coming through, how do I change the balances? How do I experience more of the being inside of the pitch, this frenzy that I find myself in? The daily race to produce, to deliver, to create. And it's by being in process. Being in process with the qualities that direct the nature of the process, and the nature of connection and energetics, refinement, healing, that process then engenders back into a person's life. We are just dipping our toes in an ocean of possibilities here. There is so much to say, but hopefully this helps a little bit, bringing this podcast to a point.